tell you something, brother.
But to be the man, you gotta beat the man.
Austin 316 says I just whipped your ass.
I've already hit record. Fucking say something.
Hope you like our podcast. It's just James and me. We talk about wrestling, not very seriously.
There's more. Hang on.
Never boring. Occasionally recording. We aim to take you higher.
Jingle, motherfucker.
Thank you.
I like to provide. That was me and the ukuleles, you may have gathered.
Yay!
So am I. I've got a gin in my hand as we speak. Yes, hours away. Or hours in the past. I think I'm going to stick my neck out a little bit. I'm going to go for Sami Zayn. Go for it. This is true, and there's no, as you're sort of getting at, there's no obvious winner.
You could.
Yes. Lash LaRue. Or Gilbert. Similar thing, you know. Would the last time you've been this excited be one of the times we commentated on it a few years back? Ah! It's the only time ever that one of our shows has just had no noise. Yes, it was like that phrase, feel the air drain out of the room. Whatever the word is, yeah. Feel the energy drain out of it, that's what I meant. Well, I did have a look the other day with the Rumble coming up, as you say. Do you know how many times we commentated on the Rumble? It was like 4 or 5. We did quite a few. I know, I thought it was like 2. But no, we did quite a few, yeah. True. Completely agree. What do you mean podcast episodes type thing? Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much. it's an ADHD thing. I'm not a million miles away. Yeah. I do remember one time you and I were watching it and someone did a move and I called it a Japanese knee crusher. And then you went, oh my god, that's incredible. I said, I know, I just made it up. That only, to be fair, it was just that one I made up. Although, I do have a theory that if you put the word Japanese at the beginning of any wrestling move, it sounds real. The Japanese custard flap. It could be bloody anything. Put Japanese on there. It sounds real. Oh, yes. That would work, too. Oh. Are you just saying that because you're part German? Or you are occasionally German? I'm with you. Can I be your English flapjack, please? Yay! We have. And he hasn't fucked up anyone. This is progress. That's a very good point. I agree. Correct. It, I know, it's one of those things where, you know, if you've got, I know I make a lot of musical comparisons, because occasionally I do something vaguely musical. That wasn't one of them. But if there's a band that you hate, for example, And then they bring out an album, and then you give it a go, or just, I don't even know why, you would be, you know, and you go, oh, bollocks, it's good. It's that kind of feeling with a CM Punk match. I've never worked that out. Yes, I'm the same. I mean, I'm not a devotee of theirs, but I don't see why everyone shits on them. All right. How do you think... I know what you mean, but I can't work it out. I have no idea. How do you feel about Coldplay? Good, so am I. Let's move on. So, Yeah, Fix You is lovely. That's a lovely song. There was a band in the early 2000s called A Perfect Circle. They wanted me to step out of the compass, but for different reasons. Oh, thank you. And if anyone out there has heard of Perfect Circle, well done. And email us at www.podcast@gmail.com for no reason at all. What, www.pod? They were quite good. They were quite, they're like a gothic, slightly metalish band in the early 2000s. They're like Coldplay, but better. Less indifferent. A soggy biscuit is like Coldplay. Because you want the songs to have an early finish? If you can work out what that meant, ladies and gentlemen, good, because me and James have no idea. Carry on, James. Ah, yes. Yes. I'm delighted. For obvious reasons, because I haven't got Sky. So for it to be on Netflix is brilliant and about 40 quid a month cheaper than it would have been. Yes. It's true. You've got all the Manias, all the Royal Rumbles, you've got quite a lot of old pay-per-views, like you said. There's the odd bit that isn't, but there's some good stuff. It is a shame that we haven't... I may have this wrong, but have we got Saturday night's main event? That's what I thought as well. So there's the odd bit, but in general, you're right, it's a fantastic thing. And I will say this. One thing that's really cool, I don't think they did this before, but, you know, since they've been on Netflix these last few weeks, obviously... They've been doing a lot of like drone camera shots of the enormous crowds. They look so cool. Yes, it's such a cool thing. It's like, instead of half the fans being in darkness, it's like, no, fucking turn all the lights on. Let's show this mass thing for what it is. It especially works when Jey Uso is doing his entrance. That looks so much fun. Fabulous. If you called him pseudo main event, Jey Uso. Yeah. But if you called him upper card Uso, it just wouldn't work. Mid to upper card Uso. That's the name of the show, sorted. Good point, good point. He has. SummerSlam a couple of years ago, yes. Absolutely. No, I mean, yes. I hope so. I hope so. But also, when you think of the only real... Are there... I can't think of any other part-time wrestlers at the moment at all. Apart from Reigns, now I think about it. True, but that's a little different, because he's on his way out, yeah. It's a bit vague. I thought the same thing. Because when it's retirement tour 2025, is that 2 months of it? Is that 11 months of it? I don't know either to us. It's up there with the Nickelback thing. We just don't know. No. I would. But do you know what I would prefer? Punk? No, not Punk. No, not Punk. I would prefer, in a slightly nostalgic way, Cena Orton. No? Why? Why? Go on, go on. Exactly. Yes. Now that is true. This is partly my logic. I mean, I like the idea because it's like Hogan and Flair, you know what I mean? Or more likely Hogan and Andre. It's like one of those everlasting rivalries. It would just seem so poetic and fitting for me for it to be the last one. Having said that, if one of them's going to die, let's book something else. Oh, in the Rumble, you mean? Yes. Yeah. I see what you mean. But at the same time, I don't want to risk either their lives. So let's move. So maybe I should think of something else. Yes. Could be. Yeah. This is true. Yes, yes. You want to, yes. If he's back for the whole year, I agree with you. If he's only back till Mania, then I don't think it'll happen. Yeah. He'll make perfect sense, you're right, but I wonder if they'll go with Cena wins the Rumble or wins some kind of tournament, whatever it is. And I could see him facing Cody at Mania, as you mentioned, but Cody wins and it's a passing of the torch to the next face of the company until he goes back to AEW. Oh, that's a good point. Well, once upon a time, not these days. Yeah. It's a risk. It's a risk if you're booking, yeah. That's true. He has. I agree. I think Seth Rollins was the MVP of, say, 2023, and Cody had him for 24. That's what I'm looking at. You're going to have to do that at some point, but also, you can feel in the air, you're going to somehow do Rock and Reigns. There are matches that write themselves. But Rock and Roman Reigns? Oh my god. That's a horrible choice. It's, you know, I've always adored The Rock. Everybody adores The Rock. But at the same time, if you have your 50-year-old part-timer going over your supposed greatest of all time, that will look weird. So, oh god. You'd probably have to give it to Reigns. Probably. Yeah. Ah. That could work. Without question. It'd be like Rock Cena back in the day, the first one. Indeed. It was the spectacle of it. Yeah. Yeah. We never got Hogan Austin. It's such a shame. Probably Austin because he's not racist. I was saying that to get a laugh out of you, but it didn't work. Would agree with me, yes. I mean, just... Nor have I. It was like, oh God, this was not a good move. I was shocked at first, where I was like, what the hell's going on? But then after a couple of minutes, I thought, hang on, they're in LA, California, and Hogan supports Trump. I think that was what did it. I think it was that. But also what didn't help is the fact that he was clearly only there to sell his beer. I didn't like that. Yeah, I agree with you. If you. Or if you'd done it in, say, I don't know, Birmingham, Alabama sort of thing, you'd have been absolutely fine. Yeah, not great. Yeah, one of the best, most charismatic wrestlers ever. Oh dear. Indeed. Correct. Oh yeah, to say nothing is smarter. Totally. Completely agree. Completely agree. I mean, I think we should definitely keep politics out of wrestling, and the best example of this was, what was it all those years ago, Barack Obama versus Hillary Clinton on Raw. Fuck me. It was horrific. TNA and this thing sucks. Yes, I remember it well. They've done a few-year partnership where they're going to be continued talent tradings between NXT and TNA, that kind of thing. Yeah. It would be fun, and you could have stuff like, you know, was it Nick Namath? Oh, the former Dolph Ziggler turns up on TNA and lays somebody out. You have a lot of fun with that. And it'd be so easy to write, I'm bitter because you fired me. For real. You know, or whatever. You know. Or I asked my release, whatever it was. Yes, great point. And so is P.T. Williams, I believe. Yes. It would certainly be the biggest one for many years since they used to do the takeover things. So the big thing, and also, let's be honest, if he's not injured at that time, because sadly he gets it a lot, you could drop AJ Styles in there beautifully. Yes. Oh, it would be so cool. Oh, blimey. That was an interesting thing. We're going to give them the same initials as Vince McMahon and then very little storyline to go with it. Correct. You would have. Yes. Just go to reception, just sit in the waiting room, and people walk past going, was that Billy Gunn? Like, what's going on? Just to confuse people, you know. Yes. And then X-Pac is in the building going, I'm not getting involved in this. I'm staying in my office. I don't do work for the company now, but you know, at the time. Might take my lunch break a bit later, actually. When TNA was fun and fresh and just new and different, it was so cool. But of course, let's be honest, there wasn't much else out there to touch then, when you think about it. Without question. That's one thing we should mention, actually, now I think about it, is AEW have been running smaller buildings.
Right.
Which is one of those things where, on the one hand, you go, ah, that's not a good sign. But at the same time, you get there's a little bit of you goes, well, to sell out 3,000 seats is a lot better than to rent a 10,000 seat arena and still sell 3,000 seats. Exactly. That's the thing, yes. Exactly. And I did wonder this, because they did the Hammerstein Ballroom in December, AEW, to go with the ECW thing, as you were saying. And it made me wonder, even though it's literally the company's worth $2 billion, AEW, right? Even though monetarily they're huge, right? If you have them run these smaller buildings, it gives it just a little bit of a more underground, renegade promotion feel. Cross my mind. They need to be themselves. Completely agree with you. And the thing was, they need to be different. Which is sort of basically what you're saying. I mean, when AEW first... this may seem like a small point to a lot of people, right, listening along, but one thing that AEW used to do is this rankings system, as you may remember, this top five thing. And they stopped doing that. And I just thought, even though it's a small little thing, it's something that WWE don't do, and therefore it's different, and therefore they should leave it in. I think anything that makes AEW seem more like a sporting contest, I think is a great thing. Just to make it seem a little bit different to WWE. Yes, I agree. Because it was different, it had its own clear identity. I remember it well. It was like, you have stuff like, at the time WWE was very PG. Yeah, so TNA went more adult, which on the one hand makes sense, but at the same time, their storylines were a bit more adult, but their booking was still shit at that point. At that point in TNA's history. So it's like, you need to get the basics right first before you try and do the stuff on top. And I think the six-sided ring has, you know, yeah, it's not... You can argue it doesn't matter if it's four-side or six-side or 28-side or whatever, if the booking ain't great, but it made it seem different. It made it seem fresh. The X Division in those first few years was absolutely gorgeous to watch. It was so good. And as you say, the rise of Joe was wonderful to see as well. And it was impressive considering he was also running a kebab shop in Swindon. Now there's a back reference for long-term listeners. Yes. What do you mean? Oh, that's what you meant. I thought, why wouldn't you text me? We've just texted during shows before. Go on. Oh, I see. That's what you meant. I'm looking forward to this, boys and girls. Hey! Was it Swindon? It was Swindon or Bath. It was somewhere West Country. I can't remember exactly, but oh yes. Joe's Kebab has moved? What? A small kebab is 8 quid. I live in Bethnal Green and that's quite expensive. He's just returned to AEW 2 weeks ago. He was their world champion last year for 3 months. He was. They did. And the weird thing is they released him twice. Yeah, you'd think after the first time they'd have gone, why the fuck did we release him? Let's get him back. Oh wait, let's do it again. Very odd. He did. Yeah, I remember there's one pay-per-view where the one-on-one world title match was Joe versus Lesnar. So they used him well up to a point, but they clearly never wanted to put a belt on him, which is just weird. Because after a while, people are going to go, if you're not going to put the belt on him, what's the point of getting behind him? Oh, that would have been good. He did have the US belt, but not for very long. I see your point, yeah. If they had given him the US belt for like a year or so, that would have been great. Yes. And it was a great Mania match, definitely, because as it was the against all oddsness of it. And there's also a little bit of me, because I am, what's the word I'm talking about? Because I'm evil. I quite like the fact that the length of Gunther's reign was 666 days. A heel title reign that lasted 666 days. I thought, isn't that great? Even his title reigns are evil. Even numerically, he's a satanic bastard. Love it. Definitely not. Yeah. And therefore it's hard to argue with him, is that sort of thing. Yes. He's also one of those, as you're sort of getting at, he doesn't need to yell on the mic. He's like, there's no point, I'll just kick the shit out of you. Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to fault how they've done it. I don't really feel like there's an obvious next champion at the moment on Raw. You could maybe argue Punk, of course, but because he's so much in this thing with Rollins and McIntyre, there doesn't seem to be an obvious successor yet. Jey Uso just lost. I mean, they could rebuild him for that quite easily. I don't know who's next. Not instantly. Oh, I just got your joke. That was a bit slow of me, sorry. One-on-one, I think, for a title is generally the better way of doing it. Oh yeah, that guy, yes. That was a great match, whoever he was. It was brilliant. And also, was it only a few years later you had what was a brilliant match, but it was so short? Angle, Orton, Rey Mysterio. It was like the best 8-minute match of all time, if you see what I mean. Hmm. 22 maybe? Somewhere like that? No, that was, I think that was that the year? No, you're right, it is that one, yes. Shawn Michaels match, right? Yeah. That was great. Whereas, as you're getting at, the original plan was Cena Triple H 2. And you're like, well, I didn't really enjoy the first one. It's one of those things, I was never a fan of Triple H as a wrestler, but as a booker, I love him. It's that kind of thing. Hmm, true. He was. Yes, it's true. There is one thing I will say in his defense, though, for when he was a wrestler, right? Is that a lot of people talk about how Triple H didn't want to make new stars or put people over. But they tell me he didn't. He was a 14-time champion. So he lost the belt, put someone over 14 times. How much more do you want? Completely. And Orton. And he had a hand in he had a hand in the making of Cena as well, because he put him over in that Mania match. Wasn't it just the idea of Triple H somehow with his hand inside John Cena like some kind of puppet? Notice I went for puppet rather than fisting. Oh, I've said it. Oh, no. Oh, dear. There's an image, ladies and gentlemen. That is a wonderful change of subject. Well done. I believe they're doing a Raw and a SmackDown just before Mania. Yeah, that's it. Yes. So they're doing that just before Mania. Clash in Paris, as you say, is that August? End of August? Yeah, there you go. That's a good point. Hmm. They did a second Clash at the Castle, which was in Scotland. Mm-hmm. Which was, yes indeed, somewhere in Glasgow, I think. I don't know if you have this, I'm sure a lot of people are familiar with this, right? I have a thing on my phone where my background changes every hour through different photos that I really love, that kind of thing. And one of them is you, me, and your family all sitting together at Clash at the Castle.
Yeah.
It was a brilliant day when you arrived. Ah, that was his debut in the main roster. Solo, I have no charisma, Sokoa. He really does. He's not bad in the ring. He's had some good matches, but it's like, no. Yes. Yes, of course. Ah. That is so. You've got, it's a bit like you said earlier on about this is going to piss off the AW fans amongst us. I'm an AW fan. If Roman Reigns is Netflix, Solo Sikoa is Max. Yes. Which sounds horrible, but it's true. Well, you know what? I was going to jump on that a little bit because one thing that Tesco do crisp-wise is very nice is they, I haven't had this for ages, I think about it. They have a 12-pack of like a mix of onion rings and cheese puffs. They're lovely! Yay! Yes. God, imagine us if we'd said that 5 years ago that someone is Roman Reigns without the charisma. It would be horrible. It's horrible, yes. Correct. This is true. But of course, it was so great when they got it right. Yes. Did I ever tell you that when I watched the main event of last year's Mania and Cody versus Reigns and Cody won, I may have cried. I actually did. It was so well done. It was wonderful. And it's one of those things, I deliberately haven't watched that match again because it's one of those things, a bit like you said about Hogan Rock, if you watch it without the crowd and without the emotional investment, it'll be nowhere near as good. I feel like if I watch Cody Reigns again, I'll go, what the fuck did I get all weepy for? But because the story was so well done, yes, it was the first time ever I've cried at a wrestling match. And I was age 39 at the time. Yes. Lovely. Yes. Bong. It was so beautifully done. It was like perfect. It was like the perfect combination of a storyline. Yeah. You were there. I said, what? You never said that. You never told me. You were there. You didn't invite me, motherfucker. What the fuck's going on? Disgraceful behaviour. Yes. That's fantastic. I will watch it probably tomorrow. Yes. Well, I've got a sporty couple of days. I'm going to a football match tomorrow afternoon. So I'll probably watch it either tomorrow morning or sometime on Monday. Somehow I will watch it in the next couple of days. That would be beautiful. Thank you, Rose. I have a similar arrangement with my doctor with, all clear for And was it what I'm looking for? What am I looking for? Now, what's that word where a doctor takes you to say you're clear? STDs. And so I have a similar arrangement with this. Ha! That was a joke from WW Pod in about 2009, I think. Don't call it a comeback. We've been doing this for years, as my great uncle Cool J once said. I was feeling you would. Another musical reference there, folks. Ah! Thank you. AJ, oh, about her popping up in the Women's Rumble, you mean? You know what? It's not impossible, but I don't know why. I don't see it happening yet. Yes, I believe she's coming back, yes. Oh, yes, I think you're probably right, yes, because she was on the video package when they were plugging Raw on Netflix. And everyone went, oh my God, you know. I read that as well. It's a, because Alexa Bliss, I believe, went off to have a kid, right? And yet, just as you say, everything's kind of stalling on that regard, which is a shame, because you know, she's a great talent, she's a really good heel, I think, Alexa. She's really great on the mic, but yeah, I think Becky Lynch returning is a lot more likely for tonight, anyway. Becky Lynch, yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyone else you think might come back in either Rumble? Actually, I wondered one about, I don't know if it's real, but I wonder if in the Royal Rumble, the Men's Royal Rumble, if we could see Rusev return. No, I mean, Rusev, Miro. Do you not, the Russian, the Bulgarian. What, a Mexican and a Bulgarian? I know he requested his release from AEW, but I don't know if it's been granted. So this could be nonsense, but it would be quite sad to see him come back. He'd be a bit of a force, I think, in this era. Yes. I'm going to say yes. Actually, it'd be quite funny if he kept... Do you remember there's that little mini tank that Shotzi Blackheart would drive around? Him, he would wear that like a skirt, the size of the man. If he walks out and goes, wait, hang on, goes back out, comes back in driving Shotzi's little tank, that'd be quite funny. Rusev Crash. He was married to Lana, CJ Perry. No, they're divorced, I believe. I know. I'm only giggling because how do we get something delightful out of two people breaking up? There's got to be a way we can make this light-hearted. Yes, good point. Who else is coming back? Well, there's rumour of Aleister Black, but I think he's a bit soon for that. I think he hasn't finished his AEW deal yet. Yeah, Malakai Black. The Rock, you never know. But he's not doing Mania, so is there a lot of point? That's true. Yeah, you want to sow the seeds a bit. That's a good point. You put that at the top of the rest of the card, create anything you like. that's become a big thing as well. Oh, I have heard that, yes. It's worked out beautifully, because I think the first time they did it, it was... Yes, go on. Exactly, so you can only have so many thousand people in the arena, but it turned out to be one of the few saving graces of that era. Oh, yeah. Hmm. Oh, that they kept things going. You did it in the performance center, that whole thing you mean, yes. And we needed things to still love and look forward to in that bizarre time. And wrestling was one of them. There was one thing, I remember, one, you know, NXT UK, obviously, is obviously no longer around. But the, for me, the best match NXT UK ever did was during that time with no fans. Which was Gunther versus Ilya Dragunov. Brutal beyond belief. It was a wonderful match. It was one of those matches where if someone says it's wrestling fake, watch this. And you see how, yes, it's predetermined, but my God, what they do to each other. It's like blood everywhere, and not from weapons, just from chops. Extraordinary match, but... We fast forward five years to this normal of sorts. Not that I mean, having said that, for you and I, normal is always going to be a bit weird. And that's us! And we are happy to continue being weird for you folks for a very long time to come. No. I think it's woken up the scene a bit, yeah. Yes, I agree. I totally agree with you. And something else has been wonderful for the wrestling industry as a whole, and I don't just mean the Netflix thing, right, is streaming. Because of streaming and things like Netflix and Triller, you know, Fight TV as it was, you have wrestling companies that only sell a few hundred or a few thousand seats, but because of streaming, they can still get out television products. Oh my God, that would be incredible. Oh, without a question. And an equivalent, I suppose, that is now you have, as well as people like TNA, AEW, WWE, you've also people like GCW, Game Changer Wrestling, who are not many miles from ECW, they can stream stuff. And what's that, Scott D'Amore's new group, Maple Leaf Wrestling. They've only been around for 20 seconds, but they can stream stuff around the world because of the fact that streaming is now a thing. So I think streaming has been a massive plus for the wrestling industry. Yes? Oh, that's familiar, yes. Hey. Oh, wow. Could you argue we're already starting to have one? Mmm. Yes. Yes. Couldn't agree more. Couldn't agree more. That's a very good point. Ladies and gentlemen, we're now going to gear up to see Lash LaRue win the Royal Rumble. Good night. I'm pleased to hear that, and now I'll stop recording.
Monday Night Raw, the WWE Sports Entertainment, Entertainment, the state of Florida, the country of the United States, the Western Hemisphere, the planet Earth, the heavens above, the galaxies, the crap that we love, the universe itself. Oh, yeah! We'll never. Again!